All right, are we ready for God's Word this morning? All right, let's open our Bibles, if you would with me, please, to the Gospel of Luke chapter 5, please. The Gospel of Luke chapter 5. And in preparing for this message, I was torn between sharing yet another Christmas message and or looking forward to the new year. And I believe I have got some truths to share with all of us that will be helpful for our new year. Who believes with me that, in short, that life is what we make it? Right? We decide the quality of life we have, right? By the decisions that we make. No? This is the church. I'm assuming that we're all on board, right? That if I make good decisions, those they're going to yield good results for me down the road, right? If I make unwise decisions, they're going to yield bad results for me. It's pretty simple. And I know some people, sometimes they tell me, well, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know my background. You don't know. Okay, look, I get it. There are some bad people that did bad things to you when you were probably a child, when you were in your formative years or as an adult. But at the end of the day, who believes with me that God has called us beyond the victim mentality to be a victor in life? Amen. Amen? I just, listen, I'm at an age in my life that I don't surrender much anymore to outside forces. I don't relegate the determination of my life, the quality of my life to outside forces. I'm the kind of guy that if it's going to be, it's up to me. Amen. Right? Don't we have that power over our lives? Don't we decide? All right, Luke chapter 5. All right, so let's read here. I'm going to go old school on you, and I'm entitling the message, Raising the Roof. Who remembers the mid-90s? Let's all do this. Let's raise the roof. Thank you. We're going to raise the roof. All right, mid-90s. I love seeing this. You were getting into it, Miss Carol. Hey, brother, Mr. Molo, I didn't see you raise the roof. All right, there you go. Two hands.
I just do one hand.
Okay, what? All right, Hercules. Luke chapter, if he just does one hand. All right. Luke chapter 5, let's begin reading with verse 17. Now it happened on a certain day, as he was teaching, Jesus was teaching, that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem. And notice the next phrase, and the power of the Lord was what to heal them? Was present to heal them. We have to understand this about the power of the Lord. Who believes with me that Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 is every bit as true today as it ever was? That Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, is the same today, and he's going to be the same for how long, church family? Forever. So can we say that in our lives today that the presence of the Lord is, the power rather of the Lord is present to heal? Isn't the power of the Lord present to help us spring our lives forward? Yes. Right? Who believes with me that righteous living will give you a blessed life? And who agrees with me, like as the Proverbs say, that the way of the wicked, or the way of the wicked is hard. Right? We decide. Okay, so the power of the present was, or the power of the Lord rather, was present to heal. Okay, verse 18, then behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they sought to bring him in and lay him before Jesus. And when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. Now stop there. This account does not say it specifically, but the other gospel accounts, didn't the people tear the roof? Didn't they raise the roof to let the man down, to get him to Jesus? So what were these cats doing, these four people? They raised the roof to get their sick friend to Jesus. They raised the roof, and notice the next verse. And when Jesus saw their what? What did Jesus see?
Faith.
Wasn't there raising the roof an act of faith? And did Jesus see their faith?
Yes.
Okay, now, stop with me. Let's say these guys had the mentality, they got to the house where Jesus was teaching, but the throngs of people there could not let them in. What if they had the mentality, well, I guess it's not our time. It's not time for our friend to get healed, so let's pack up and go home and just... That's just the way it is. Que será, será, right? Whatever will be. Or let me go French on you. C'est la vie. Right? Pardon? And so they could have taken that attitude, and what would have happened to their friend?
Nothing.
And yet, all the while, the presence of the Lord, the power of, gosh, Joe, get it right. The power of the Lord was present to heal. Isn't it true that with the Lord, sometimes we need to take the first step?
Yes.
Right? Don't we have to take that first step? Some people say, oh, I'm waiting on God. You know, if all of us took that attitude before we got saved, who would agree with me that we would still be unsaved?
Amen.
If we were waiting for the Lord to move first? He already moved first. He died on the cross. He paid for all the punishment of our sins. It's our move now.
Amen.
So if it's true to get saved, that's the way it has to be, why do we somehow do an old bait and switch with the Lord and say, well, okay, Lord, I had to believe, I had to repent to get into a relationship with God through Christ. Now I want your blessings, but you've got to make the first move. Huh? They had to, these people had to raise the roof. All right, now I'm going to go from roofs to ceilings, okay? Okay, and I know I'm hesitant. I didn't use a title referring to a ceiling because there's a negative connotation with raising the national debt ceiling in our country. But I want to talk about ceilings. Who's ever been to houses that the ceilings were real high? Didn't it give you a nice sense of space? Conversely, who have been to houses where the ceiling was very low? How did it make you feel? Claustrophobic, boxed in, cramped in, right? Now, these are physical ceilings, church family, but do you realize that we all have ceilings in our lives to some point or another? Did you know that? There are three levels of living. Listen carefully. There are three levels of living. There is almost, there is most, and there is utmost. Almost, I almost got Rogaine to work. I almost married Ricky. He was a millionaire. I almost lost the weight. Come on, somebody. So there's that level of living, almost, which means not quite. But then there is most. Back in the 60s, there was a saying, that person is the most. That meant they are top dog, right? They are to the ceiling. In fact, if you've ever watched the movie Grease with John Travolta and pretty Australian girl, Olivia Newton-John, yes. The girls in that movie saying, they're talking about some guy, and they're saying, he is the most. He is, in other words, he is to the ceiling. He is to the ceiling. He is top dog on the totem pole. But who would agree with me that God has no ceiling?
Amen.
With God, no ceiling exists. The scripture you provided this morning, Luke 1:37. With God, how many things are impossible? Nothing is impossible. So there are no ceilings with the Lord. Now listen carefully, church family. All of us will fall under either almost living or most living, but God calls us to utmost living. But to go from almost living, we have to raise the roof to get to most living. To go from most living to utmost living, we have to raise the roof. Right? Doesn't the Bible say that we go from glory to, from one level of glory to a higher level of glory to a higher level of glory to a higher level of glory to infinity? Doesn't it go from one level of faith to another level of faith to another level of faith to another level of faith to infinity? Doesn't the Bible say in the book of Psalms we go from strength, one level of strength to another level of strength to another level of strength to another level of strength to infinity? But to get there, listen, we just can't fold our arms and expect the Lord to do it all for us, can we? What do we have to do? We have to raise the roof. We have to raise the roof. Listen, church family, this morning I want to encourage us. I've been in a lot of prayer about this. Listen, don't let a year go by and don't let it be December of 2022 and your life look the same as it does right now. Don't let another year pass. Let's not let Luke 1:37, that there is nothing impossible with God, just be a nice saying to us, a little magnet on our refrigerator. Let it be alive in our hearts and let our lives proclaim that as a testimony that come December of 2022, that God truly enacted and worked His power on our behalf.
Amen?
Amen? Listen, let us be witnesses. Let's not just talk. 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20 says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. Listen, I want my life to be better. We just all agreed that in the Christian life, it's only going to get better, right? One level of glory to another, a higher level of glory to a higher level of glory. One level of faith to a higher level of faith to a higher level of faith, right? One level of strength to a higher level of strength to a higher level of strength. So why not believe God? Why not raise our expectations? Why not us raise the ceiling and believe God for the impossible? I've got areas in my life that I'm believing God for breakthrough in my life. Who is with me? Right? You know, I'll be honest with you. 2021 was a year of financial breakthrough. The Lord opened a stream of income for us that, you know, we've done a lot of things. And I'll be honest with you, when I committed to buy that ring for her, I had to make monthly payments for 6 months because you could see the ring. But then we started planning the wedding, and you know, that was just us. And those of you who have had weddings, you can have a modest wedding like ours. Ours was a little lower than modest, and they're going to be very expensive. But because of all that, and then we had car expenses, and we had health expenses. I had a mountain of debt financially for my health because I got COVID, eventually ended up with permanent lung damage as an after effect of COVID. And that was hundreds of dollars. But we were able, listen, my point is we were able to pay all of that in cash. The Lord is good. He took us from almost financially to most financially, to utmost. Maybe 2022, some of you have thought about, maybe it's time to get out of debt. That's a great thing. That's a great thing. That's a great goal. Do you believe your God is calling you to an utmost calling in that department? Only you decide. Can I open my heart to you, church family? You know, it breaks my heart every time. Honestly, it breaks my heart every time that we have to pray for physical needs because somebody's health is deteriorating. It really breaks my heart. Look, I'm not the picture. I'm not Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm not the picture of health. But you know what? We believe God to keep us healthy. And one of the things I want to impress on you, why not make 2022 a year where you invest in your own health. You don't have to be a gym rat. Yoo-hoo. But do something that you're not doing right now, and do it for yourself, church family. You know, I see people, wasn't planning on saying this, but you know, it cuts deep to my heart. I see people make excuse, well, this and that. You know, I see people at Planet Fitness, and I see older people in their 80s. They're sitting on a bike. They're not, their joints can't, well, their knees won't allow them to cycle, but they pedal with their arms. And I'm thinking, you know, God bless them. They're doing something for themselves. There was once a lady that could barely walk, and she had her walker, and she had had a procedure. The only reason I know this, because I asked her, she was up in her late 70s, and you could see the determination in her face, but she would walk down the aisles of Planet Fitness and just barely be able to walk, taking one painstaking step after another. And I said, Miss, I said, you inspire me. Because when I show up, you're barely able to take a step and then follow that up with another step. I said, you inspire me, ma'am. She said, my doctor told me I needed to do this. And she said, by George, I'm going to get it done. And I thought, you know, wow, God bless her. Would you invest, church family? Do you see my heart? I'm not judgmental about it. I just, how much, we understand if it lies within our powers to do something good for ourselves, shouldn't we? What about, is 2022 the year that you want to see some of your loved ones come to Jesus? Yes. I do. You know, we pray for my wife's daughters, and you know, one of them's super, super lost. I mean, we're talking super, super lost. And I think I've said this before from the pulpit. I want to say it again. And you know, sometimes we hear news of things getting worse. The more we pray, the more we intercede with more fervency. You know, it seems like the devil's having a heyday and it just gets worse. And we just look at each other and we'll just shake our heads. But at the end of the day, church family, the devil is not going to win. We have purposed in our hearts that that person will come to Jesus Christ. It might not be today. It might not be tomorrow. Listen, if it takes 10 or 15 years, so be it. Their eternity is worth it. But she and I are not going to give up on fighting for her. And we're not going to let the stupid devil, and I said it, there aren't kids here. I'm not going to let the stupid devil try to dissuade us from losing that one sheep from Jesus' fold. No. 2022, we're going to go utmost on our loved ones' lives. Do you catch the spirit of what I'm saying, church family? Can we read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20? Listen, let's take this scripture and let's apply it. Let's not just say, isn't this a beautiful statement? Isn't this a beautiful scripture? Let's not just say amen to it, but let's believe God to make it real in our lives. Verse 20 of Ephesians 3. Now to him who is able to do what? Exceedingly, and what's the next word? Abundantly above how many things?
All.
That we ask or, another translation says, ask or dare to imagine. Well, Lord, I can imagine a lot of good things. Can't you? See, that's the problem with some of us, church family. Our imaginations are at almost limit. We have a very short ceiling, and our imaginations can't get past that small ceiling over our lives. Next week, we're going to talk about what causes small ceilings. Do you realize that the average ceiling in the house in America is 8 feet? What's that? Yours is 5? 5'9"? Good. Thank you. That's much better. Yeah, I remember when I went to see you guys, your house seems more spacious. You know, I remember visiting my grandma on weekends when I was a little boy. My dad and mom and would take all of us Brazino brothers to Juarez to go visit my grandmother. And her ceiling was down to about 6 feet. And I kid you not. Small living, crowded living. And you know, that's a physical ceiling. But do we live in small living with an utmost God? Are we living an almost life serving an utmost God? And utmost God wants utmost children. John 10:10. I'm going to quote it out of the Amplified version of the Bible. I have come that you might have and enjoy life abundant to the full until it overflows. What part of that verse is almost? What part of that verse is most? It's all utmost, right? What part of this verse, Ephesians 3:20, is almost? What part of it is most? It is utmost, right? Church family, can we raise our ceiling of expectation and believe God for better? Believe God for more. Believe God that He is able, and compliment God by our prayers. Let's not just pray these sorry but prayers. If it be thy will. No. Pray prayers of grandeur that compliment the greatness of God.
Yes, amen.
Lord, save them. And I don't mean just barely save them and get them out of carnality. I mean save them to the uttermost. Listen, Hebrews chapter 7 verse 25 says, He is able to save to the uttermost, that's the exact word, those who come to Him. Saved to the uttermost. Now let's contrast, this is good preaching, by the way. Listen, let's contrast that scripture, Hebrews 7:25, with the one in Acts where King Agrippa told Paul the Apostle, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. You see the contrast? Jesus is able to save to the uttermost those that come to Him versus you almost. All right, so far so good, everybody?
Yes.
Let's look at another verse. We're going to go to, turn your Bibles to Judges chapter 6, please. I better do that myself. Judges chapter 6. We're going to look at one of the judges. His name was Gideon. Who remembers Gideon? We're going to see how God, listen carefully, church family. I chose this example in Scripture because Gideon resembles a lot of present-day believers today. Okay? Listen, Judges chapter 6, verse 11. Now the angel of the Lord came and sat under the terebinth tree, which was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, while his son Gideon threshed wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. And the angel of the Lord, okay, some of you Bible teachers, who's the angel of the Lord in the Old Testament? Jesus. The angel of the Lord is Jesus. We'll do a study on that sometime. So can we read, and Jesus appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you. And what does he call him? A mighty man of valor. Would you call that, would you consider that an utmost calling? A mighty man of valor. You know, when Jesus called you, you're a mighty man of valor. That is an utmost calling. Right? Look at how Gideon responds. And Gideon said to him, oh my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why then has all this happened to us? Where are all His miracles which our fathers... I know how religious people talk. Which our fathers told us about, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Verse 14, then the Lord turned to him and said, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? He's saying, listen, why don't you believe me? I've sent you, go in this utmost calling. Notice how he responds. So he said to him, oh my Lord, can I save Israel? Indeed, my clan is the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my father's house. Okay? Listen, if you're writing notes, take this down. God met Gideon with an utmost calling while Gideon had an almost state of mind. Powerful, huh? God met Gideon with an utmost calling. You will save Israel from the Midianites. You, son, are a mighty man of valor. That's an utmost calling. And Gideon had an almost state of mind. Oh, I'm the least of the tribe. I am the least. Isn't that an almost state of mind? How many times in Scripture does that happen? When the Lord comes to somebody with an utmost calling and the human being says, no, it can't be done. What about Moses? Didn't God have an utmost calling for Moses? And what was Moses' frame of mind? It was almost, wasn't it? I can't talk. All right, church family, this is where we're going to close. Listen, we're going to take up next week. Who believes this is a good message for the new year?
Amen.
Amen. We're going to make things happen in 2022. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Thank you for your love for us. Lord, we dedicate 2022 to you, Lord. We want breakthroughs. We need breakthroughs. Lord, I need breakthroughs in certain areas in my life. I want breakthroughs for me and my wife and our family and my kids and her kids, Lord. We pray that. We're going to believe and pray toward that end, Lord God. And Father, we believe that all of us here would gain some sort of inspiration, of deep-seated determination, Lord, to see dreams come true in the name of Jesus. We thank you for all this. Amen.
Raise me, let all within.